Enthusiasm is not to be confused with the shallow excitement we often associate with lack of substance. Quite the contrary. The great teachers exude a passion for their work, their programs, their schools, their communities, and most of all, their students.
"This is the Nesantik," replied Laurent, using the Intrepid's assumed name. "Our captain has had a family emergency. We must leave immediately."
"Stand by."
Arano looked around nervously. "I hope they hurry," he mumbled. "In about 10 minutes, they're going to be very angry."
Tsiolkovsky is an optimist. Before his death in 1935, he wrote, "The finer part of mankind will, in all likelihood, never perish. They will migrate from sun to sun as they go out. And so there is no end to life, to intellect, and the perfection of humanity. Its progress is everlasting."
"I haven't time to tire of that sweetness they leave on my lips before it's disappeared into night. Is this the secret of its persistence? This country's affection is overwhelming and furtive, but during the moment, it is present. One's heart, at least, surrenders completely to it."
"Larry is clearly a square peg in my hipster circle. From the way he's shifting his weight from foot to foot, I can tell he's extremely uncomfortable. In an attempt to make him feel at home, I offer him one of the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches I made for the meeting. He takes one from the plate. It's gobbled and gone in a mere 3 bites.
Since leaving Yosemite Valley 3 days ago, we had walked approximately 35 miles. Beth held her arms up in a victory V standing next to the park boundary sign as I snapped her picture. This was a well-earned accomplishment. Celebrating the little successes along the way would help us get to Mount Whitney.